Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Conversations with the Citizen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Conversations with the Citizen. I'm your host, Catherine, and I am here today with Shoshana Buchholz-Miller, the Executive Director of Cradles to Crayons. Welcome, Shoshana.
Thank you for having me.
So, I'm really excited. Cradles to Crayons is a new discovery for me, so I'm really interested to hear from you. If you can kind of just tell me the basics of what Cradles to Crayons is, kind of the work that you're doing, and what your goals are.
Sure. So we provide new and gently used clothing and necessities to children in Chicagoland who are from birth to age 12 and who are living in low-income or homeless situations. So our goal is to provide these necessities to kids who need them and who can't get them. And we have been in Chicagoland for about 2.5 years, and the way our model works is that we have we rely on donations of gently used clothing and sometimes new clothing, and people drop that off at our headquarters, which is called the Giving Factory, and that's in Logan Square. But we also have drop-off locations around the Chicagoland area, about 50 of them, and people drop off their items. They can be, you know, tops and pants and sweaters and coats and boots and rain boots and toys or books, also pajamas, bedding, kind of anything a child would need, as well as diapers and hygiene items. And then all of those items get brought to the Giving Factory from around the Chicagoland area. And then we rely on volunteers to come and sort through them, because we have this philosophy that quality equals dignity. And so we want the children that we serve to feel excited about the clothing that they wear, to feel like it's what they would get for Christmas or their birthday. And so we have our volunteers go through the items that we're given and make sure that there are no rips or no tears, no stains. And we always say that we want to give the children something you would give to your child or your niece or nephew. And so they sort through the quality, and then we create customized kid packs for our social service agency partners. So we have 54 social service agencies that we work with. Like, there are a number of CPS schools, there are Boys and Girls Clubs, and the YMCA. They will order for the kids that need it, that they work with. And so then we get the order. It may say that Ramon is age 7 and he wears size 7-8, and these are the things he needs. And he also likes Spider-Man and the color blue. And we try to really customize it so that he'll be really excited. And then we provide it to the social service agency and they give it to the family.
And so just to be clear, the only way to access the donated clothing is through a social service agency, or do you have opportunities for families to actually just come straight to the source?
So right now we work through social service agencies, so we get the orders. We want to make sure that it's customized. We don't really have a facility where someone could come and shopping. But we try to work in a way that we are working with people who are very connected to these kids so that they can really give us the highest need and the most important items to the children, and also the things that will make them the most excited.
And so one thing that I thought was interesting that I wanted to talk to you about was just that I was reading that Cradles to Crayons also has locations in Boston and Philadelphia. So I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, the timeline, where you started and when you decided to expand. Was Chicago your last stop, your first stop? How did that go?
So it's been an organic evolution. So Cradles to Crayons started in Boston about 17 years ago. And our founder, who's still our CEO, Lynn Margario, had this idea because she was at her sister's home and was sorting through her niece and nephew's closets. And there were all these clothes in there that they hadn't either never had worn or were in great condition. And she was thinking, well, there are a lot of people who could use these. We should be able to do something with them. And so she started this organization, Cradles to Crayons. And it's grown significantly in Boston. And then it's a Philadelphia site started about 12 years ago, and that they had been kind of humming along with just two locations, and they decided that there obviously is a need in a lot of other cities mm-hmm. around the country, and so they wanted to do further expansion. So Chicago was the third location, and we opened 2.5 years ago, and then we are aiming our next location to be in New York City, mm-hmm. and we hope that that will be up and running probably in 2021, where it's still in the process. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do a real deliberative process to make sure that that's the right next step for us.
And so are you the executive director
for Chicago?
Just for Chicago. Okay. Because that's what I was wondering. Like, how did we get you into the office and you're running Philadelphia and Boston
just,
as well?
Chicago's just enough for me right now. Thank you.
So I guess now would probably be a good time, since we've talked about the donations and what they're used for, to mm-hmm. talk about the upcoming Earth Day clothing drive.
Sure.
Which is going to take place on Saturday, April 27th. Mm-hmm. So why don't you go ahead and just tell us a little bit about what that entails,
sure.
what's being collected, mm-hmm. and, you know, what is the motivation of having this kind of like one big grand, I'm sure it's not, you know, for the whole year, but,
right.
but this big push in April for Earth Day.
Yeah. So we know that in springtime, people like to spring clean. And so we always talk about people should be spring greening, not just cleaning, but also thinking about how they can recycle some of the items that they have. And so this is a great opportunity for us, when people are cleaning out their closets anyway, for us to try to let people know that we're out here and that we are happy to be a recipient of some of the things that they're finding in their closets. Because we take clothing from birth to adult size medium. You know, some of the kids that we serve can fit that. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people have that kind of clothing or those necessities or toys. And so we want to encourage people to, when they're doing that spring cleaning, think of us. At the same time, we think of Earth Day as a great opportunity, because we're all thinking about how we can contribute to making the environment a better place and mm-hmm. The Earth a better place for our kids and for ourselves. And actually, clothing waste is a pretty significant contributor to pollution, and takes a very long time to decompose. So, for example, it takes something like 40 years for clothing in a landfill to decompose. And so that's not something that we probably think about when we throw the t-shirt out.
Yeah, right. Absolutely not.
So in addition to the positive benefit of giving something to a kid that can use it who doesn't have it, there's also the positive benefit that we're not continuing pollution. Or another statistic that I thought was crazy was that it takes something like 700 gallons of water to make a t-shirt. So that is enough to keep someone hydrated for like 900 days. So if another person gets to use the t-shirt, then we're saving that water.
Yeah.
So that is another impetus for us to encourage people to come and donate.
And so I do want to mention there are several drop-off locations throughout Chicagoland mm-hmm. and also in the suburbs, which I think is awesome. But I wanted to highlight that the Garfield Park Conservatory, which is 300 North Central Park Avenue, is going to be a drop-off center, mm-hmm. which is very easy for all of us to access, especially mm-hmm. our West Side listeners. Mm-hmm.
And we're so excited for that partnership. That's
yeah.
the first time we've worked with them, but it's such a perfect partnership for Earth Day. So we're thrilled to be able to be there.
Yeah, and it probably, you know, would be a really fun day to clean out your closet, mm-hmm. drop off your clothes, go take a walk through the conservatory. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll have some spring weather.
Well, you never
Let's
really
hope.
Know.
Let's hope.
And then also there is a Southside location mm-hmm. at the Southside YMCA, which mm-hmm. is 6330 South Stony Island. All these, well, not all of the locations, but both that I just mentioned are 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And I'd love to give a shout out to the Southside YMCA if
of course.
I could. So they are a partner of ours and have been for some time in terms of ordering items from us for some of the kids that they work with. And we've just expanded our partnership with them. So one thing that we feel like is important, we're based in Logan Square, and we have a lot of volunteers who come to us, and we also, our partners come to us to pick up the items that they order. We don't really have a delivery system. So we have this idea that we want to create hubs outside of Logan Square because it's not always so convenient right. for people to come to Logan Square. People, especially people on the south side, that's a haul for them. So we want to have hubs where we work with partners and we have a pod. So when I say pod, I mean like one of those storage units that you might mm-hmm. see. They're like storage containers.
Yeah, just like a box.
Like a big box, right?
Yeah.
And we have one in the parking lot of the YMCA, and it's very large, and so people can drop off items there all the time, but they can also drop things off on Earth Day for the special collection. And in addition, we also do occasional volunteer activities at the Southside Y, so we can have people in the local community come and volunteer, and we do distribution of our kid packs there as well, so our partners don't have to drive so far. So the Southside Y has been a great partner, and we're so excited to be able to be able to do this together with them.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So with all that being said, I am curious to hear kind of just a little bit more about you. Not to put you on the spot.
Not that interesting.
But I do just always like to ask people. I'm very compelled by nonprofit work, so I'm just always want to know how you got to be the executive director of Cradles to Crayons, kind of what keeps you motivated, what you like about the work.
Sure. So I've always worked in what I consider kind of human rights fields, and it was really, this opportunity came up, and it was very exciting to me to be able to directly serve kids. And to, I think it is a human right that these children should have these necessities, and it's not something that is a luxury. It truly is a necessity. And mm-hmm. so to be able to kind of concretely serve kids. So we will, in the past year, we served 66,000 kids in Chicagoland. That's a lot of kids to be able to serve. Unfortunately, we think there's about 250,000 kids who could use our services. So, you know, we have a big hill to climb. So we're hoping this year, you know, our third full year, that we'll serve about 82,000 plus children. And so the idea of being able to give them physically the things they need is really compelling to me. But there's also another part of it that was exciting about Cradles to Crayons is that the volunteerism aspect of it. So what we haven't talked about a lot is that we bring in, as I mentioned before, volunteers. We couldn't serve all these kids. Mm-hmm. We have 16 staff. So we couldn't serve 66,000 kids with just our staff. We need volunteers to come into the Giving Factory and to spend, they do 2-hour shifts and they create, we sort through clothing and they create the kid packs and sometimes they do special projects for us. And I think that volunteerism is so important because it's not just the importance of helping the kids, that is very important, but I think it's also giving people a sense mm-hmm. of the need and the fact that they can do something to make a difference, and hopefully they leave inspired to come back to us, but also to do other things in their communities because they can make an impact. So that was like the compelling argument yeah. for me to join and to try to grow this and kind of have it be really a movement of people who want to make a difference.
And so, for those of us who might be interested in getting involved, mm-hmm. What kind of volunteers do you need? Opportunities do you have? Where sure. can we come to meet you to mm-hmm. be a part of this?
Right. So, we take people, really children as young as 5, up through, you know, people who are young at heart, but not 5.
Right.
And, you know, if you go to the cradlestocrayons.org website and you can request to be to come and volunteer. You can come once and just volunteer for 2 hours. It's essentially a 2-hour shift, and mm-hmm. we ask that, you know, you come and you'll be given a job in the Giving Factory. We have volunteer shifts about 5 days a week during the weekdays and also on weekends. And we get a whole assortment of people. We get companies come as like a group outing or a service day. We get schools that come. We also get, you know, individual people who are looking to give back. We have families, church groups, you know, et cetera, Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just, you can sign up on their website. You can give us a call. That's the numbers on our website too. And then if you're not able to make it to Logan Square, we do have these occasional volunteer opportunities at the Southside YMCA. So you can call and email and say, I'm interested in volunteering there. Mm-hmm. And then we can let you know when those opportunities are available. They're less often than at the Giving Factory. The Giving Factory is, like I said, five times a week. But either way, we're happy to have you. And if you can't make it, but you have clothing you want to give, you can just go to one of the drop-off locations, and that also is a great contribution.
Perfect. So, you know, that really is the extent of the questions that I had for you today. If there's anything else that you wanted to share with me or plug or upcoming anything, feel free.
I guess I would just say that, you know, people, what's been an eye-opener for me with Cradles to Crayons is the impact that this concept of clothing insecurity has on people. So, you know, there are government services for people for food. So there's the SNAP program and there's health benefits and then there's housing. One could argue that we don't have enough and that there's more we can do, but there's nothing for people to have clothing and necessities. The government provides you nothing for that. And so then it really falls on other organizations like ours to fill that gap. And it's not something that I think people really think about. And when one of the stories that I tell is of two sisters who they were sharing a winter coat. And so when things got really cold, they would have to alternate days on who would go to school because they had one coat and it was too cold to walk to school without the coat. So one day one sister would go and the next day the other sister would go. And that, you know, really not having the necessities can be a significant barrier to learning and to growing and to playing. You know, we have children who are so self-conscious because it's like a boy who's wearing his aunt's sweater. You know, the other kids see that, and that, you know, whether or not it's right, he feels uncomfortable and stigmatized. And so, you know, these are real issues that impact these children's development, and I think it's not something we think about in that way. And it's just, I want to make sure that people understand the real impact of that.
Yeah, because I think as an adult, it's kind of easy to think like, oh, you know, just put it on, just wear it.
Right, right.
But I still remember being in middle school and even elementary school and not understanding why I couldn't go shopping at Hollister, why I had to get all of my stuff from, you know, wherever.
Right.
The store that I didn't want to be shopping at. It makes a difference, especially when you're young. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I completely agree. Mm-hmm. And just to remind everybody, Earth Day Clothing Drive is April 27th. You can drop off at the Garfield Park Conservatory, the Southside YMCA, visit www.cradlestocrayons.org for a full list of donation locations to find your closest one, the most needed items. And once again, thank you so much, Shoshana, for coming today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I am your host, Catherine, signing off for now, but we will be back next week.
Remember to make plans to join us again next week for Conversations with the Citizen, the place where real news can be heard.